right, we're now recording. Hello, everybody. You are in the right place if you want to learn how to get great publicity for yourself and your business. And if you want to hear from a guy that's done it to the big time, you're in the right place. And we're just finishing up because we really give special gifts to people that show up early. If you just checked in, well, you didn't show up early. So next time, remember, show up early and you'll get lots of extra prizes. So we're going to pick the prize right now by one of the fabulous speakers, Starley Murray, who's going to give people a behind-the-scenes tour during one of her thousands of TV appearances that she's done over the years. So let's find out who's going to win that. All right, I'm closing my eyes. And let's hit, boom, Tracy Garrett. Tracy Garrett's the winner of the Lobby to Live Air. We're going to be giving another one of those away a little later. So Tracy Garrett, you'll email starley@starleymurray.com, starley@starleymurray.com, to see the details of that. So, all right. So, everybody, glad to have you here. They're rolling in from all over the country, and you better have sharp pencils. Make sure you have plenty of note-taking ability, folks, because we have an enormously popular guy with us that's going to just rapid-fire give you tips galore, and you don't want to miss any. I mean, seriously, he just, you know, knocks out tip after tip after tip, any one of which could mean a major difference in your career. In about every 8 minutes, I'm going to interrupt him and give away two tickets to Author 101 University, which Rick is the founder of the Author 101 University this year in Los Angeles, October 23rd to the 26th. So I'll lay some ground rules on the winning the prizes a little later, but right now, I want to get started formally on this event. Here we go. Welcome to the virtual studios of Antion and Associates. I'm Tom Antion, and I'll be your host for the evening. We're broadcasting tonight from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where for now going on 12 years, people have come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in the lap of luxury. Tonight, we have a great repeat guest, Rick Frischman, will be telling us how authors use publicity to make massive book sales. Now, before we get started, just a brief announcement. Make sure you write this down, because Rick goes fast, and you might want to review this or pass it on to friends of yours that you know this will help. The recording of this will be at greatinternetmarketing.com. greatinternetmarketing.com/teleseminars. That's plural, teleseminars.htm. greatinternetmarketing.com/teleseminars.htm. And the teleseminars.htm is all small letters. Also, you might want to write down tomantionwebinars.com. That's where you'll find replays of past webinars. And when you visit, please like the page at the top and leave a comment at the bottom, and I'll respond personally to you. All right, let's get to the main event. Rick Frischman is here with us. I've known Rick for 200-300 years at least, and this guy has worked with best-selling authors, big names that you've heard, Caroline Kennedy, Mark Victor Hansen, Henry Kissinger, Hugh Downs, Arnold Palmer, and I always love this one where, you know, there's two people that you don't hear in the same sentence too much, Howard Stern and Jimmy Carter. So, you know, they're quite a bit alike. I guess it makes sense to me.
Exactly.
He's worked with all kinds of people. So Rick was the founder of a company called Planned Television Arts, and he's been one of the leading book publicists in America for over 30 years. He's worked with all kinds of top editors, literary agents, publishers, Simon & Schuster, Random House, Wiley, all the biggies, and many, many more. So we don't fool around, so let's get busy. Rick, welcome to the show.
Dr. Tom, thank you. It's an honor to be with you, and Can't wait to see you again. And folks, I'm old. I'm older than Tom. I've been doing publicity and publishing for something like 38 years. I started in 1976. And the key thing, and we're going to give you lots of tips and lots of things to do and to build your platform and also get published. Part of this, what we're doing tonight is talking about publicity, and also I want to help every one of you get published. And my 16th book is coming out in October, and I am the crappiest writer in America. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I've sold hundreds of thousands of books using publicity and doing the same things that we're going to be talking about tonight. Definitely, I'm sorry I talk a little fast, but, you know, take some notes. And, of course, we hope to meet you all face-to-face. So one thing, just write that down is now is author101.com, and that will take you to Author 101 University site. And you'll see Mr. Tom Antia on there.
That's right.
And he does a beautiful video for us every time, and you'll see Brendan Burchard and me and a new sizzle reel. And but we've been doing this event just about as long or about the same time as you started your internet center there. I think it's our 13th year, and we do it twice a year. We've done it three times a year, and I've had thousands of people come from all over the world. And we're inviting you. Some of you folks are going to come for free, and we'll tell you the rules for that. And some just will come because you know you got to be there and hang out with Tom. I mean, it's worth it just to hang out with Tom. But think about what we're going to do tonight, and then we're doing that for 4 days. And we have literary agents and publishers and marketing people and experts that you can't meet anywhere else. So
yeah, I just want to make clear, you don't have to have a book already to go here. In fact,
no.
Lots of times you're better off. That way you can do things correctly instead of slave away with, you know, with blinders on and not know what you're doing. So,
yeah, in fact, I don't want you to have the book done. I mean, a lot of you will have a book self-published. We'll talk about three types of publishing that come. But some people just have an idea, and tonight what we're going to talk about is what I'd like you to think about coming with as a book proposal, and we're going to teach you exactly how to do that and also give you a free software on how to do it for you. It's like plug and play. So all you have to do is come with like a proposal, a few pages, and a great idea, and we'll talk about, you know, different ways of getting published. And the secret sauce, folks, I mean, the reason we're talking publishing so much is the people that I've handled over the years that Tom mentioned, I mean, a lot of these folks, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Nelson DeMille, Nicholas Sparks, Barbara Taylor Bradford, Barbara DeAngelis, and on and on and on. When I started with them, they were the same place as you are. They just had an idea or a book, and they weren't famous or rich. In fact, most of them were broke when I started with
right.
them. And they all had to start doing, you know, A, get the book out, number one, and B, start doing publicity and marketing. And when we started with a lot of these folks, there wasn't anything called an internet. You know, we just had to go to radio stations, you know, and do it by phone. Now it's a lot easier using internet and other things. But they were all the same place. But Harv Eker, you know, Millionaire Mind, he came into my office a few years ago. No one knew who the heck this guy was. He was just a crazy Canadian who had done some seminars, and now, of course, he's a number one New York Times bestseller. So the book is your secret sauce, because the media often does not want you unless you're an author. That makes you an authority. That makes you interesting, and that's why we want everyone to get published, because that's what gets you in the door. I was a producer, by the way, before I found it was at Planned TV Arts at WOR Radio in New York, and booked, you know, hundreds and hundreds of guests on the top radio station in New York. And again, I wanted them only if they were newsworthy and or if they were an author. So that's why we want you to be an author, which will then help you make more money and build your platform. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So get ready, and we'll talk about all all aspects of this. And I know we're going to run over. Tom and I always do, so I apologize before we start that, you know, we're going to be here a little late, but we promise we're going to give you a lot of content.
That's for sure. And then, so let's get started. And keep in mind, folks, I'll be interrupting Rick every so often. Really about every 8-9 minutes to give away two tickets. So keep your email ready. That's how you win. You'll be emailing me with a certain subject line. So let's get rolling. So, Rick, why is publicity 100 times better than advertising?
Because advertising is like when you you're paying for time. You're paying for space. With advertising, you pay for it. With publicity, you pray for it. I hate advertising. I hate seeing anybody spending $300, you know, even for a tiny radio station, or, you know, an ad in the New York Times could cost you $50,000. An ad on the Today Show or Imus in the Morning could cost $30,000. And what we want you to do, folks, is to get on because you are a great guest, because you're newsworthy, because you're interesting, and then what that gives you is credibility. And there are 6,000 radio and TV shows and cable talk shows, over 6,000. I mean, it's more and more. Now with internet, there's like, you know, hundreds of thousands that are being added that you can do on the internet, blog talk, radio, et cetera. 4,000 radio and TV shows brook over 10,000 guests every day, and your job is to become one of those guests. Now, how many of you, by the way, we can see you. We have this great technology. Only Tom has it. Where actually we can see you raising your hand. It's amazing. So how many of you have ever hired a PR firm? Let's just talk about that for a moment. A lot of you. Well, what was it like? It probably sucked because it's like, you know, buying advertising. I mean, basically, you're paying $3,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 a month, and you get this great guarantee. You get a guarantee that they're going to try really hard. Well, what we want you to do is figure out how to do it yourself and how to get on radio and TV and newspaper, because you know how the media works, and that's what we're going to talk about now. But
well, they
hire
got another
a PR
guarantee
firm,
too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's that?
That they're going to send you a bill every month.
That's it. Yeah. Well, you get a bill that you are going to pay us every month. That is the guarantee. But don't worry. You know, in 6 months you can fire us after paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 plus expenses, and they'll give you reports on who said no and who said, you know, and that's about it. And it's not real exciting. And I don't want to be mean. I ran the biggest book PR firm in America for 30-something years, and I hired Munchkins, and I taught them how to do it, but, you know, that's just what publicity is about. And I still, you know, some of you should be doing it, but most of you can learn how to do it yourself. So I don't really love you hiring a PR firm or doing advertising. I want you to learn how to get a lot of publicity yourself. You're going to meet Alex Carroll, who has the number one radio publicity database in the world. But I want you to write down four things right now. Get ready, okay? On how to get the media to love you. Remember, I was a producer. Number one, you got to understand they don't give a hoot about you. I don't care how good looking you are. They don't care how great your website is. They don't care how good your book is. They'll be more interested in you if you do have a book, and that's why we're going to talk a lot about getting published. But most importantly, they care if you're going to be a great guest for their audience, if you're going to be entertaining, if you're going to have great energy, and if you're going to teach them something. They want to get more people listening, they want to get more people watching, and they want to get more people reading either their newspaper or whatever is online. So write this down. The four ways to get publicity, the four keys, write it down. Number one is be controversial. Controversy sells. When Tom speaks at Author 101, he's very controversial. He says stuff, people say, I don't can't believe he said that. But they keep listening, and he always comes up with something new. And that's why we keep having him back, because A, he's honest. B, he's exceptionally good-looking, and C, you know, you never know what the heck's going to come out of his mouth next. I can't believe he said that. be controversial, react to what's in the news. Obviously, I mean, if today there's so much stuff in the news on Iraq, on, you know, Israel, you know, war. Obviously, if you are, my friend Dr. Daniel Amen has been on the news everywhere, but he's probably the foremost brain specialist in the world, and he's talking about depression and brain chemistry because of the Robin Williams story. So react to what's in the news and be ready to go when something happens, whether it's about war or whatever you do. Okay, number two, solve a problem. Again, they don't care how good looking you are. They care, and, you know, again, you know, no one cares that much that Tom's a good looking guy. They care that Tom's going to solve a problem. I need to make more money. That's a problem. Okay, so you are all problem solvers now. About something, and think about this. I want you to write it down. You're probably going to solve a problem on one of four or three main areas. Number one is money. Okay, I mean, Tom really talks money. He talks about how to build a business and make money on the internet. Everyone cares about that. How to buy stocks, how to buy insurance, how to buy a house, how to get a mortgage. Anything having to do with money, you got them. And then why are you better than everybody else talking about it? All right, number two area, many of you raise your hands, are experts when it comes to relationships. How to find a guy, a husband, I mean, Match.com, and all those are billion-dollar industries. Sibling rivalry, how to raise kids, anything having to do with relationships, how to get your boss to love you, enormous area. So I'm giving you the broad strokes, and then each one of you have specifics in that area. The third area is health. Raise your hand if you talk about health. How to lose weight. Again, always huge. I've promoted just about every diet book in the, you know, since 1976, and there's always going to be new diet books. Cholesterol, diabetes, etc. Fitness books. I mean, but many of you are experts or doctors, nutritionists. So anything having to do with that, and subsets of that, is great. The other area is sex, and of course, everyone is thinking about that. They don't talk about it as much, but they're always thinking about it. So if you're experts with that, often they'll put you on as well. Okay, so you're solving a problem, and one of the things that you're doing is telling people specifically three things to do today that will change their life. So when you solve a problem, it's problem, example, the problem, solution. That's how you answer the question, problem, example, solution. Third way of getting publicity is by being a potato head, a nut, walking down, you know, Fifth Avenue in a lobster suit, saying something really dumb. You'll get publicity, but that's not the way we want you to do it. Half my life has been getting people off the air and out of print when they've said stupid things. So watch everything that you're going to say that comes out of your mouth. By the way, Joel Roberts, who was the on-air host, a lot of folks are from California out there. You've heard of the station KABC Radio. He was the morning man at KABC Radio for like umpteen years, and then an accident with in his hearing, and he's now become the number one media trainer probably in the world, teaching you exactly how to find your hook, what to say, and how not to say something stupid. So we don't want you, you know, getting publicity by saying something or doing something really dumb. Fourth thing, here's homework for you to do. We're giving you lots of homework tonight. Every one of you, starting today, I want you to claim a title. You are now the number one expert in the world about something. You can even start your own holiday. Take your schnauzer to work day. I don't care. Roquefort, I mean, you can start your own association. We started an association called the Roquefort Cheese Association for people who love Roquefort cheese. There's like four people in the world. You know? So, I mean, it can be silly stuff. But claim a title, and then if other people say they are the expert, that's okay because you have controversy. But you must, you know, stand out, and the way that you're going to stand out the most is by having a book. But understand the media cares about themselves, about a good guest, and that's the most important thing that they're looking for.
Beautiful.
Are we ready to, I bet you were, take a breath, ready
yeah,
to
we're
time,
we're time, we better give away some tickets here.
Okay.
So, so here's
why
the deal.
Why don't you briefly give the rules so people
yep.
understand how this works.
That's right. So, if you have already decided and made the great decision to go to Author 101 University, October 23rd to 26th in Los Angeles, then, and you happen to win, what you win is a VIP upgrade and the 20-hour best of recordings of Author
That's
101.
That's if you've already signed up.
That's if you've already signed up.
Right.
If you
yep.
haven't, you win two tickets where you can bring yourself and a friend. You can split the room charges, which are – how much are the rooms? They're cheap, right?
$109.
$109. So you're $55 a piece for a room. So this is crazy cheap. And there's no car
the
involved.
Cab, it's right at the end of the runway, by the way.
Yeah, with a free shuttle right to
yep.
The Westin LAX Hotel. Now, if you do win, I mean, what I don't want you to do is bother to even play if you're absolutely your wedding is on that day. Although I'd cancel it, this is probably going to be worth more to you. But if you absolutely can't get to Los Angeles on October 23rd to 26th, then just don't play. You're going to get tons from this call anyway. But if you do win, we want to make sure you actually come, because a lot of times when you give away freebies, people don't put the value on them, and they say they're coming, and then they don't show. So what we do is you have to register your hotel room, and then you'll be given a discount code by Rick that will take everything but $100 off your ticket. And then when you get to the event, that's a $100 no-show fee. So you get that money back as soon as you show up. So that's
It's free. Yeah, just so you understand. So
yeah.
You're coming for free, but you're charged $100, and when you get to the event, we can give you a check for your $100 back.
Yeah,
but that
no
way
hassle.
We know you're actually coming. So
no hassle
free.
With that, but
yep.
You know, it's a very common thing to make sure that we get serious people there. So that's some rules that aren't much rules, but it'll make sure everybody's happy. So speaking of money, there's things in the world right now to help you get money, and it sounds like hocus pocus, but because you don't have to pay the money back. And the term for this is called crowdfunding. And we happen to have one of the biggest crowdfunding experts in the world. Some of you may have heard him on my webinars. His name is Roberto Candelaria. So he is going to be at the event. We're going to highlight some of the speakers as we go through the event tonight. So he's going to be there teaching you how to get money to finance your book, to finance your website, and all the stuff you got to do to have a successful business, and you don't have to pay it back. How cool is that? So if anybody wants to win the tickets, for this time you're going to email orders@antion.com, and you're going to say, I want the money. Do it now. orders@antion.com, I want the money. All right.
Cool.
While they're doing that, Rick, go ahead and tell them a little bit more about the event.
All right. And you can pick, since we're kind of running a little late, you can pick maybe three winners on this.
Look at that.
All right. Since we're running a little behind, I want to make sure we get enough people who are winning so they feel that they're
yep.
we're going to get picked. Three winners, and each winner can bring a guest with them. Okay. So, moving on. What you need to do to get publicity. Next up, we're going to do this really fast. You can have a press kit, which goes to the media, and in the press kit you have, I'm going to write this down, you could hire a PR firm, will charge you $5,000 for it, or basically you have a press release, write that down, and the release is one page, who, why, what, where. What else goes in your press kit? A bio, give me one page on who you are, what your unique selling proposition is. Third thing is suggested list of questions, because the host isn't going to read your book, isn't going to read much about you. They'll just ask you exactly what you tell them to ask. News tie-ins, which we talked about before, react to what's going on in the news, about what's – and so what I want you to do is look at – you know, watch the Today Show every day, the evening news, USA Today, and react to what's in the news. Press clippings, we'll talk more, but I want to see – newspaper stories about you, not just stuff that you wrote yourself, but, and we'll talk about how to get some newspaper stories. Professional photo, and one that has been taken of you recently that actually looks like you, not one from 20, 30 years ago, and contact information. That goes in your press kit, which is, you don't need a PR firm to write it for you. This is all stuff you can do yourself. It's easy, and you just move on and do most of it yourself. But what most people are going to do, and let me know when you get the winners.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, I'll breathe, and you can announce them.
Okay, so we've got Bob Siegel. Bob Siegel, the winners are going to email Rick at rickfrischman.com later. You know, don't do it now, just do it later. Rick at rickfrischman.com, and he will send you the coupon code. Okay, we got Bob Siegel. We got Heather Harder. We got Preston Squire and Isaiah Diggs. We got four this time. Bob Siegel.
Even better.
Bob Siegel, Heather Harder, Preston Squire, and Isaiah Diggs. All right.
And if you all email me, that's a Rick, R-I-C-K, at Rick Frischman, RickFrischman.com, later tonight or whenever you can, just in the subject, just say, Tom Antion winners. I know where you're coming from, and I will email you back the coupon code, and we'll start talking. You can go to, I invite you to go to author101.com, look at it, look at the hotel. And again, please, I'm not going to play unless you know you can make it. The 23rd to the 26th, you can fly in, folks, all of you, or drive, depending where you're from, on the morning of Thursday the 23rd. So we start about 1 o'clock. I mean, the schedule is there. And then we have meet and greets with agents and publishers on Thursday night and all day. Friday we teach. Tom is teaching on Thursday afternoon, so you got to be there for that. And then it goes to about 2 o'clock on Sunday, so you can fly back or drive back Sunday afternoon. So, but that's the schedule. It's all up on the site. Just so
I'm also on Saturday, too. So.
Oh, of course. And then Tom is, and you'll see him on the site. When you register to sign up, you'll see a video with Tom on the site, which is great. But Tom teaches Thursday, and he teaches on Saturday before lunch. What is amazing about Tom is he is there. He comes 2 days before the event starts and stays 2 days after it ends and is there in every session helping folks along the way. And that's why, he's the only person I've had at every event for several years because of the value and the love that he gives to everybody. And with hundreds of people that have worked with Tom, I've never had one person ever who's ever complained or said he isn't the most ethical person that they ever met. So that's why I have teachers like Tom and folks who I've known for years and years who are there to give and to love and to give back and help folks. And that's what this is about. It is not a sell-a-thon. I know I'm a seminar junkie. A lot of you guys are. This is not a sell-a-thon where everyone's trying to sell you every minute. In fact, I start the event telling people don't buy everybody's stuff. And not everybody's selling stuff to begin with, but just so you know. So the first four you're in, send me an email, rick@rickfrischman.com. We'll give away some more tickets in a little bit. And so moving on, so now we talked about your press kit. The most important thing you're going to need is your electronic press kit, which is your website. And, of course, Tom teaches that, but I'm going to talk to you from a publishing point of view and from a producer point of view. First homework assignment is you all need to have tons of URLs, and those are the www.rickfrischman.com. That's a URL. I get up in the middle of the night, and I reserve them. They're $9.95. I have a website getter, which is rickscheapdomains.com, R-I-C-K-S, cheap, C-H-E-A-P, domains, D-O-M-A-I-N-S.com, which we give away at cost. It's a part of one that you know, but we don't mark it up. If you can get it cheaper than that, great. But, you know, I think ours is one of the cheapest you can get. I want you to get yourname.com. I want you to write down five titles of your book. I have 16 books. Where's Your Wow? Guerrilla Publicity, Author 101. I own the URL for every title of the of books that I have. And, by the way, folks, here's a big tip, really important. Your title of your book should be 1 to 5 words. 1 to 5 words. And then the subtitle of the book is the promise of the book. So, for instance, Where's Your Wow? One of my books, 3 words. Then the subtitle, 17 Ways to Get Your Competitors to Wish They Were You. That's the subtitle. That is the promise of the book, what you're going to get for it. If you don't own the URL for the title of your book, it ain't the title of your book. You got to own the URL for the title of your book. I would also put book afterwards. So what I mean is I own where'syourwow.com, but I also own where'syourwowbook.com. So I would put book after it as well. But every one of you needs to have a yourname.com. So TomAntion.com, RickFrischman.com. If you don't, if you're trying to get Tom Antion and you don't own it, then Tom would get the TomAntion.com, the original Tom Antion, TomAntionAuthor.com, TomAntionSpeaker.com. But there's so I have Rick Frischman as my main speaker author website, and we just redid it, by the way. And what you should have there is streaming audio, streaming video, meaning people can see me on TV, people can see me on giving talks, people can hear me on the radio, they can see newspaper stories that I've written about me in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, etc. That's credibility. You can see pictures of me with folks like Jimmy Carter and Tom Antion and Harv Eker and Howard Stern and Oprah and all these people, which so always have a camera, you know, but there are links, there's testimonials. So what I'm saying is go to my site, rickfrischman.com, and make yours similar to mine with the same things that are up there. And then lastly, have an ethical bribe, a freebie. So when you're on radio and TV, if I'm talking about my book, Author 101, I don't say go to Author 101 or rickfrischman.com to go buy my book. I say go there and get my free $1 million Rolodex, which is 131 pages long, thousands of contacts. You can't get anywhere else. You get that, and you're going to lose weight by next week. Have, you know, find the woman of your dreams and have fabulous sex. I don't really say that. but it's my ethical bribe, a freebie, to, which has real value to get them into my opt-in database. Tom teaches you about that. So then I start a relationship with you. You all need to be doing that yourself, and I invite all of you to go to author101 or rickfrischman.com, see what I do, and get my Rolodex and get my newsletter, which is free. A, this is good stuff. B, it's a good lesson to see what I do, and you can mimic what I'm doing. On your site, you can have speaking events, excerpts from your books up there, links to buy your products, and other products that you believe in. And Tom and I talk about this all the time. Never, you know, have anything up there unless you believe in them or sell. I mean, Tom, you and I see people selling emails to folks selling junk just because they're trying to make money. And believe me, everybody knows you're just trying to sell, and that you don't believe
it. Your reputation is shot, you know.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Nobody trusts you, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, that's why at Author 101, I don't have any speaker there. I only have people I love and trust, and same thing with your site. You got to make sure that, you know, you don't just do it, you know, have anybody up there. It's very, very important. And also, if you're it's an affiliate link and you're making money on it, you need to let the world know about that as well. But this is really important. The first thing that I do as a publisher is do a Google search and see what comes up on you. So if you know, the first, you probably would have just put in my name in a Google and see what came up, and you'll see tons of pages, but the first thing that'll come up is rickfrischman.com. So that's the same thing that we have to have with you, and a producer will look at that, a publisher will look at that, And that's why I want to see you in action, and hear you and get your energy in what you're doing. So, all right, let's take a break and give a couple more tickets.
Well, I wanted to interject one thing there. Yep. Just tell everybody the biggest mistake. You know, I've been coming there for years and years. Mm-hmm. And the biggest mistake I see people make is they always want to wait until their book is written. And they say, oh, yeah, well, we'll get to all this other stuff after the book is written. Well, the thing is you're 6 to 8 months behind on all the promotional stuff that will actually sell the book. So you have to build you're going to just get pummeled with what they call platform. And so platform is your website, your email address, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, all these accounts and people under your control. And that can't happen overnight. You need to start that stuff right now so that you've got a big bunch of people waiting to buy your book as soon as it's done. So that's the biggest mistake I see. Okay.
And you don't need the book out yet. I mean, you got to start all this now because you're not going to have the book unless we have the platform. We'll get into that. And the platform, by the way, I mean, there's four legs, and then we'll give away tickets. Four legs of a publicity chair, and I'll get into that after we give away some more tickets. Internet, and we're talking about the website we just talked about, plus all the social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. And some people are doing stuff on Google Plus is another one.
Right.
But you got to be on all of those virtually every day, and also have a blog. So that's the whole first leg of a publicity chair. The next part of it is radio, and you can do radio shows every week. You can do them for all over the country, all over the world for. By phone, which is great. TV shows, where again, you got to get there, but I want you to start locally, and then of course newspaper and blogs, and then you're talking about teleseminars, like what we're doing, and webinars, what we're doing now, and that all builds your platform, which is in a nutshell, how many people know you and love you, how many people, just dying to get your information and love to get your newsletter and love to go on your webinars. And then when your book comes out, would love to buy your book. And they've heard of you or read of you, about you from several places. And that's how you start building your platform. And it never ends. I mean, Tom, who has more people, on his list than anybody I know just about, he continues, even though he could stop and rest, but he continues all the time. And everyone who is successful that I know just keeps on going and building because they want to change the world. Okay.
Beautiful.
Tom,
all right.
Let's give away some more. You ready?
Okay. Yeah. So there's going to be another guy there that's one of the few good guys that ever came out of the movie The Secret. And his name is John Assaraf. And he's they just loved him last time that he was there. He's built amazingly large businesses from starting from nothing. So he's going to be there, very motivational, and he works a lot with the brain chemistry, and he's got a whole team of researchers working on brain power. So those of you that want to win the tickets, you know the game. Don't apply if you don't think you can make it. But I want you to email me with author101 is brain power. Author101 is brain power in the subject line of your email.
Cool. And we'll give away four on this one too.
Great.
All right, beautiful. So we'll get to that in a second. So next up, I'm going to continue teaching. Every one of you needs to have an elevator pitch or an and in a nutshell, we were even talking to Roberto Candelari, who's going to be teaching here about crowdfunding, that you got to be able to really teach people and tell people who you are in, I think 30 seconds. And this is a great networking event where you have an opportunity to meet hundreds of people that you can help and that can help you. And you need to be able to very succinctly tell them who you are in 30 seconds so that they want to do more, find out more about you and do more business with you. And the same thing when you're in the media is you need to be able to pitch yourself to a producer or editor, and or all of you are going to have an opportunity. This is the secret sauce here, to meet literary agents and to meet publishers and ghostwriters at the event, and people have gotten signed right on the spot. But they are listening to your first 30 seconds, so that is the most important thing that you have, is to make sure that you get them excited in that first 30 seconds. The next thing that is really important for media, when you're pitching media or pitching a producer or a publisher, is enthusiasm. And at our company, for 35 years, we had a rule, and it went like this, is if you're not fired with enthusiasm, you will be fired with enthusiasm.
I love that.
And Vince Lombardi said it, but you can tell, after being on the phone with Tom and I just for the first minute, that we love what we do, we love people, we're fired about what we do, and we believe in it. And you can't fake it. And passion, enthusiasm, it's contagious, and it's something that comes through the minute you meet people. And again, when you meet people at our event, you know, and editors, just even folks who are sitting next to you, it's the way you shake their hand and look them straight in the eye. That's really important, because people will then want to do business with you, and we'll love you. And really important stuff. All right, you have the names of the four winners, and then we'll talk
winners.
To them.
We got Frank Candy, we've got Gina Alzate, we've got 1KO, there's no name on that one, but 1KO, and we have Barbara Hyde. So there we go, we've got Frank Candy, Gina Alzate, 1KO, and Barbara Hyde. Email Rick at rickfrishman.com. And he'll give you the coupon code. Do it later. All right.
If do it later. But and by the way, if you don't hear back from me by tomorrow, I didn't get it. So email me again, Rick at rickfrishman.com. And I see, by the way, a few of you have already, just a couple of folks have emailed me so far.
Hold off until afterwards so we
can
okay, get
the most
you'll get
learning. Me later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we were talking about pitching yourself to the media. And again, radio, TV, newspaper, blogging. So we talked about the first part of the internet, of the chair is internet, which your website. You need a system, by the way, which then gets them into your funnel, so to speak. So when they get your ethical bribe, I use the same system that Tom does. And Tom, it's a shopping cart system.
Yep.
What is the name of it, just for everybody?
Kickstart card is mine, and what's yours?
And mine is Rick's Web Solution. It goes to, is mine. So it's the exact same thing. Those are kind of our private labels. But that's the one we use, and it's very reasonable, and I recommend it highly. But you need a system like that. You can do Constant Contact, and you can do research on other ones. Those are the ones that Tom and I use, and I figured if Tom uses it, then it's good enough for me. He's probably number one internet marketer anywhere. So there. So we talked about all the social media. Now, radio. Radio is your next leg. Alex Carroll will teach about that, but in a nutshell, I'm going to give just an overview. The best shows are between 7 and 10 a.m. in the morning, the morning drive shows. You can do them by phone. Alex has a whole system, but some of this stuff you can do yourself is just to go on Google. And there are about 15 stations in every market around the country, but here's what I want all you guys to do. Start locally. Start in your hometown. And when you have a book, and I promise we'll get to the book portion of this in a couple minutes, you send the press release that we talked about, and you call the radio station, and you call and say, the producer of the morning show, and you call them after 9 o'clock, and you do your elevator pitch, and you send them your book, and you send them your press release. And the most important thing, as I said before, that they are listening for is your enthusiasm and what is the problem that you are going to solve for their audience. If you can solve that problem and or you're controversial, they'll want to put you on the air. So I want you to do local radio in your hometown and close by, and then you can do phoners, which is phone interviews with other radio stations. I want you to do the same thing with local television shows. You start locally. So you don't come to me and say, hey, I want to be on the Today Show. I want to be on Jon Stewart. You come and you first do the shows that are right near you in St. Louis, Cleveland, Yakima, the little there's stations at ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and a cable show station just about in every market, and those are the ones you go to, and you go, there's a 6 a.m. show, there's a 12 o'clock show, and you do the same thing that we just talked about with radio. And once you do these shows, then you put them on your website. Again, that's what we're talking about, streaming video and streaming audio. Next thing is newspaper. You all have, again, you don't start with the New York Times or LA Times. You start with your local paper that's thrown on your driveway where, you know, it has your kids' high school, you know, basketball scores. That's the one that you start at. With me, I started in Long Island where I live, in Jericho, Syosset. Then I went, got into Newsday, which has, you know, 700,000 circulation. Then I got in the New York Post. Then I got in the New York Times. Then I got in Associated Press. So I kept on building, but it all started with like a 20,000 circulation local paper where you're a celebrity. So you just radio, TV, newspaper. You do it all with locally. And I'm going to give you a couple of things. This is some secret sauce here that a PR firm that charges you $5,000 a month uses that you can get really cheap. Number one is there's a fellow named Dan Janelle, who's brilliant, who does something called, we have something called Rick's Press Release Sender. And the reason we have the Rick's part of it is you get a discount. Rick's Press Release Sender. When you get my Rolodex, you get all this information in my newsletter, too. For $347, a press release gets sent out to thousands of outlets, and you get 250 minimum right away the next day. I sent it for one of my books a couple months ago, and I got the Associated Press and Business Week and about 280 publications the next day for $347. Very cool. And you get 800 words instead of 400 words, and you get help from Dan Janelle. The other really cool service is Rick's PR Leads. And again, this is for Dan Janelle, where this is how I got in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, where you get queries, you get emails every day in your inbox from reporters looking for a story. And all you do is say, hey, I'm an expert, and I can answer that question, and I can solve that problem, and I have a book out on that subject. And you send an email back to the reporter, and boom, you're in. I mean, that's how I got a query from the New York Times on networking, and it turns out my book, Networking Magic, had just come out, and I sent an email. And because I was an author, the New York Times said, yeah, let's talk. And 2 weeks later, it was in the front page of the Sunday Times. The cost on this thing is $99 a month. I mean, it's crazy. And when you use ricksprleads.com, you get the first month for free. So you can do this for 3 months for $200. So let's just weigh it. $5,000 a month for a PR firm or $200, and you can do a lot of it yourself. The key thing is doing as much of it as you can every week. Radio, TV, newspaper, print. Start locally and then going after other people's blogs and giving them content from your book, etc. That's the secret sauce. It's all doing it, being constant, and just never, ever quitting. And one thing leads to the next. All right, let's, I think we're time for some tickets.
Yep.
And talk a little bit more about Author 101. going to university, just who else will be there?
Yeah, so I want to tell him, you know, there's going to be some super luminaries there, one of which is a guy named Scott Hoffman, which is one of the top literary agents in the country, for sure, probably in the world, making million-dollar deals. And maybe you don't have a million-dollar idea right now, but he's got a big, big firm of other folks, that, and they're major players. So he's going to be there. And tell him about the meet-and-greet stuff.
This is so cool. Every Thursday night and Friday night, we have about 15 people at a table who are literary agents,
different
publishers,
tables, right? Yeah.
At little tables where people get to pitch them their book and their book proposal. We have ghostwriters, we have publishers, we have, you know, David Hancock, we have a guy from Ben Bella Books. Bill Gladstone, who is a literary agent, who is Eckhart Tolle's literary agent, and Dr. Shah, a client of mine, I brought to him, and we sold a book to one of our publishers. We turned down a $1 million deal with Simon & Schuster, sold it to another publisher, and we got a 10-book deal. The book came out last December. We've sold over 400,000 books. But these are the quality of the people that are going to – these are some of the biggest literary agents in the world that you get to meet face-to-face that you can't meet any other time.
Yeah, they're never going to – you're never going to get to them. You know, they're going to have 10 layers of gatekeepers. You know, but
yeah, and that's why people are flying from all over the world just for the meet and greets, for a chance to meet these literary agents and these publishers.
Yeah, we had –
what's that?
Well, I was going to say we had Netherlands, Australia –
Ireland. Yeah, here's
a
crazy story, Po. This is just really bizarre. I flew last March to Author 101 from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles, and there was a lady on the plane who ended up sitting up next in between Robbie, my wife, and I, and she's a health food vegan expert, raw food expert. And it turns out she lived in Santa Monica, right nearby, and she ended up coming, paying for Author 101 University. She came the next day. She ended up meeting Scott Hoffman and Peter Hoppenfeld, and we just signed her yesterday to Folio Literary Management, Scott Hoffman's literary agency, and we're going to be pitching her book starting in September, and it's all because I met her by chance on a plane, and she came to Author 101. Her entire life has changed because of a chance meeting, and that's what happens. It's crazy stuff that goes on.
Okay, so if you want to win, this one is going to be in honor of Scott Hoffman. I want a book deal. I want a book deal. Put in your subject line and email it to me.
Cool, and we'll pick four winners in a little bit.
And keep in mind, we've got a super special. Next break, we're going to give away a one-on-one consultation with one of the fabulous speakers. Go ahead.
Cool. All right, so let's move on. Wow, I can't believe it. I want to talk a little bit about publishing because we talked about publicity, and again, I've given you just I'm going to be teaching about publicity for 4 days, but we've given you the basics and the core of what you need about press release and your websites, et cetera, and pitching. And the four legs of a publicity chair. Let's talk about publishing for a moment. One thing you may not know about me, although by now hopefully you've all been on rickfrischman.com and or author101.com, is in addition to work, I've worked with, you know, publishers for the past 38 years. I am publisher at Morgan James Publishing with David, and David Hancock's the founder. We publish about 150 books a year, nonfiction, fiction, children's books. We have full bookstore distribution. We have a book which just went to number one on the New York Times called Launch 2 weeks ago. And we crashed it and brought it out, and we've actually sold about 60,000 books in the past 3 weeks. So things happen really, really quickly. The thing you need to know about book publishing, it's all about relationships, and there's three ways of getting published. Number one, in traditional publishing. Simon Schuster, HarperCollins, McGraw-Hill. That's how most of my books have been published. And again, I have my 16th book's coming out in October. And for that, you need a book proposal. And the book proposal gets a literary agent, and the literary agent then sells it to an editor. And the editor goes to the publishing board and tries to sell it and get you an advance. The book will come out in roughly a year and a half to 2 years. They'll take all your intellectual property rights. They will do no publicity for you whatsoever. They may get some books in the bookstores. You have to do all the publicity and marketing. If it doesn't sell, they'll come back, and you have a chance of buying them back from the publisher, or they'll destroy them. Now, I know I made it sound pretty crappy, but that's the reality of publishing, of traditional book publishing, and it's changing. The good thing, folks, is that you now have power, and you don't have to deal with all that crap. You can do it other ways. But there's something I need you to do no matter what, no matter how you're going to get published, whether it's trying to get a traditional deal, doing it POD, which is print on demand, or hybrid, which is what Morgan James Publishing and other publishers are. And that's a book proposal, and I want to talk about that for a moment. That is your business plan, and I want every one of you to start writing a book proposal tomorrow. I have a book coming out in October, I have a whole series called Author 101, but we have a new one in October, which is Author 101, The Insider's Guide to Publishing, talking about book proposals. You can still get my first book for about $9 as a Kindle version. But here's what goes in a book. But here's how important it is. Jack Canfield sent a friend of his to me a few years ago with a book proposal. Said, look, Rick wrote the book on it. Go to him. And he called me. I said, let me tell you, this book proposal really sucks. I said, get my book, redo it, do exactly what I tell you to do. Come back to me in a week, and we'll see what we can do. And by the way, the title sucks, too. And he did exactly what we told him to do, which I'm going to tell you in a moment. We redid his book proposal. We got him a literary agent, and we changed the title to his book. And little Tim Ferriss had a new book called The 4-Hour Workweek, which has now sold millions of books. But it all has started with a book proposal, which he tells people started because from my little book, and he did what I told him to do. So here's what you, first of all, write this down. Here's a free software. One of our students who came to Author 101 University did a free software called BP, standing for Book Proposal, Wiz.biz, B-I-Z. And by the way, I hate biz as a site. Only get .com, but he couldn't get it. But bpwiz.biz. And it's a free software that will help you write your book proposal. In your book proposal, this is what you're going to bring with you to Author 101 University. You don't need your whole book. I just want a 10-page book proposal. And in it is the title of your book or several titles, the fact that you own all the URLs, like we talked about before, the URLs for all, what are your websites, okay? Secondly, I want you to write down 15 chapter headings. 15 chapter headings of what this book's going to be, and then I want you or a ghostwriter to write just one chapter so we know you can write. Or you can say very clearly that you're like me, Rick Frischman, and you're not a great writer, but you are getting a ghostwriter to help write the book with you. And we're going to have lots of ghostwriters and editors there who are fabulous that can help write the book for you for not a huge amount of money.
All right. Don't forget, I got winners here.
Okay. Let's go here. I'm going to take a break. Why don't we say the winners?
Okay. This was in honor of Scott Hoffman and meeting all the luminary publishers and literary agents. I want a book deal was the subject line. So we got Tracy Moore, Anne Marie, I think it's Uri, Anne Marie Uri, Tracy Moore, Willa Pat at AOL, and Kay Rice. So we got Tracy Moore, Anne Marie Uri, Kay Rice, and Willa Pat. And next giveaway is going to be a some private consultations with some of the speakers. And one thing that I forgot to mention, the one, the early birds that won the Lobby to Live Air tour with Starley Murray, that also includes the winner to the Author 101. So you got double duty there, just like you're going to have on the next break. Okay, so email rick@rickfrischman.com after we're done, and he'll get back to you with details to collect your prize.
Yep,
take it
and
away.
I see a few folks have sent it, but so far we have 12 now. I'm expecting 12 emails. And if you don't hear from me probably by tomorrow, I didn't get it. So
I think we have more than 12 because of the early bird winner, too.
Okay, so we have,
13.
Okay, great. All right. So back to publishing. Okay, so back to your book proposal. This is your business plan for everybody. All right, so we got title, subtitle. Okay, is it fiction or is it nonfiction? Fiction is a story you made up. Nonfiction is a how-to book. 15 chapter headings. Generally, this is for nonfiction now. If it's a fiction book, by the way, you got to write the whole book. That's the thing. We got to know you can write. That's the bad thing. It can't just be the book proposal. We need the whole book. But if it's nonfiction, we'll fall in love with it just from your book proposal. Testimonials, who loves you? Then most importantly, who are you? Why are you the one that is uniquely qualified to be writing this book? Why are you an expert? Next part of the book proposal is a comparative analysis. What other books that are out there that are similar to your books that have been written before, and why is yours different and better? So, i.e., this is like John Gray's Men Are for Mars, Women Are for Venus, but this is a 2015 book, and I'm a psychologist with Johns Hopkins, blah, 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 et cetera. Don't say that there's never been a book ever that is like yours, because there's a reason for that. So give me a comparative analysis of other successful books that are similar to yours, and then how you and the book is different. And then lastly, this is the biggie, is who are you? What is your platform? Again, what are your websites? How big a list do you have? Have you been on radio and TV in the past? Do you have a blog? How many Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn followers do you have? With this lady who I met at the plane who came to Author 101, one of the reasons that we were able to get her a huge agent is she has an enormous following on YouTube that loves what she does and are dying to buy her book, and on Facebook and other places. And she's just also, we redid her site. She has wonderful websites. And we fell in love with her and her energy, and she's different from other health book people. So that's what goes in your book proposal. Fast story, a few years ago, a kid came to our event, was a book proposal. He was broke. He was actually bankrupt. I introduced him to Scott Hoffman, and I fell in love with him, with his energy. We took him under our wing. We redid his book proposal, sold his first book called Life's Golden Ticket to Harper San Francisco, and his career was born. And of course, we're talking about Brendan Burchard. And then 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, he wrote a book in 13 days in January. He delivered me at Morgan James Publishing his book on February 5th. I published his book on March 5th. That's a month later, and it went to number one on the New York Times on March 20th, and that was Millionaire Messenger. So there's new ways of getting published, everybody. So, A, you don't have to have a lot of money. I mean, and you don't have to have a lot of money to come to Author 101. But you do need to want to change the world and have a great idea and have great energy. So the first way of getting published, so now all of you need a book proposal. First way is through traditional book publishing, and some of you may want to do that if you get a big advance. Most of you probably won't. The other way is POD, which is the other end of the spectrum, which stands for print on demand. Ex Libris, Lulu, Author House, iUniverse, and probably are some of the biggest ones, and CreateSpace. CreateSpace is owned by Amazon. It will cost you anywhere from $500 to $5,000. The good news is you can get a book out in about 3 months. It'll be on Amazon. You retain the rights, and they do most of the work. It's the nice thing. It's sort of the minor leagues of publishing. It's a great way of getting started. Most books that get published POD, print on demand, sell under 100 books in its lifetime. But if that's the first way you get published, and then you actually sell 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 books, then I will be interested in you as a publisher, as will other agents, and we can take over the book and get republished because you own your intellectual property rights. Here's the bad news about POD. It'll never be in a bookstore, basically, because it's not returnable. And secondly, it doesn't have the credibility of publishing with a traditional publisher like me, Simon Schuster, etc., because anybody can publish POD. My schnauzer can publish POD, a book on how to meet other schnauzers. And four other schnauzers will buy it. But generally, it sells under 100 books. And the big media knows that you did it POD, that anybody can do it, but it's a great way of getting in. But the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Today Show will know that you've been published by print on demand, and basically anybody can do it. The third way of getting published is a combination of the two. We call it hybrid. And Morgan James Publishing and others, but our model is we don't take your intellectual property rights. Just what we did with Brendan Richard, we can get your books out generally in about 10 weeks after you get me a finished book. We don't edit it for you because you retain the rights. So once you give us an edited manuscript, we do everything else, interior, we do the cover design, we work as a team with you, and we have full bookstore distribution. We have 41 reps, just like Simon Schuster, that sell our books into bookstores with an outfit called Ingram Publishing Services. You can go to MorganJamesPublishing.com. I'm not going to get into great detail. Look at our model, but particularly look at the top. There's a button called Compare, where we compare the three different models of publishing and what's right for you. What is, again, most important for all of you listening on this call and on a replay is what I want all of you to do. You don't have to have your book done. You need to have your book proposal, which is your business plan, done. And, again, our books can help you. BPWiz.biz can help you. Or I also have ghostwriters that will do it for you if you want. I'm going to talk about how to write a book next, but why don't we, since we're running, let's do another giveaway.
Okay,
and talk
got
about
it.
Another speaker.
Okay, so here's the deal, folks. You got the fabulous Starley Murray's going to be there, and you got Roberto Candelaria that's going to do the crowdfunding to teach you how to get the money. And both of them have agreed to meet you at the event and have private consultations with you.
Wow.
So in addition to winning the tickets for you and a friend, you will win a private consultation with Starley Murray and Roberto Candelaria. Okay, so there's going to be another guy there. I don't really know this guy. Tell him about Sean Wander.
This guy is very cool. I've been talking to him for years. And what he does is a lot of folks are interested to get into some place called Hollywood. And he has connections helping you write your book and script in such a way and have connections so that you can sell it as a movie, as a TV show, and to really do it in the right way to get Hollywood interested in you. Very nice guy, very cool guy. I mean, we have about 20 teachers there. I mean, one guy, by the way, we talked about before, Joel Roberts, who's one of the top media trainers in the world, will be there too. But, again, and they're both new and never been there before. So we have a lot of new agents and speakers who folks, if you've been to Author 101 before, you got new people who you have never seen before.
There's a Susie Q. What is she doing?
She's been there. You've met her and you didn't know. But what she does is very cool. Is she teaches you how to work with and get into bookstores. So she actually sent David Hancock, who's the founder of Morgan James Publishing, on a tour all around Virginia for his last book, and kind of taught him and kind of paved the way how to get to bookstore owners and Barnes & Noble folks to fall in love with you and want to do book signings with you, because generally they don't even want to take your book or do book signings. So she really teaches you how to get in the maze on how to get into bookstores and get them to fall in love with you. Very
beautiful.
Very cool, yeah. And she's new, which is nice. By the way, we've got Gary Goldstein coming back, who's kind of cool, who's just a friend. I love him. And he is just the movie business, and he actually just put out a book too, but he's the producer of Pretty Woman, and he's a really good guy.
You got Peter Hoppenfeld, which is a literary attorney.
Yeah.
So he is able to is he doing a presentation?
He is. He's teaching on Sunday, and I'll be on the panels, and you can meet him face-to-face in the meeting.
Yeah, if you have questions about copyright issues and all kinds of stuff like that, he's going to be around.
And also, if you got websites and other stuff, I mean, the thing is, like, he handled Harv Eker, is, like, how to protect yourself if you're an internet marketer, if you got a newsletter, if you got anything. It's, like, really what to do and what not to do and how to protect yourself. So very, very important stuff. Plus, As an intellectual property attorney as well.
Yeah, and I mean, truly, there's something for everyone here. I mean, this is there's loads of people here that we don't have even half the time to mention tonight. But you want to check out the website author101university.com, where there's a whole list. There's a slider there with everybody's picture and bio, and you're just going to be surrounded by people. First of all, they're good people because they're at this event. This is one of the finest events there is, and I hardly speak anymore because I hate everybody at the other places that rob you to death.
You hate most people, period.
Yeah. Well,
no,
I like people. I hate bad people, yeah.
That's true.
So yeah, you can see the whole lineup there. So this is, you would just be surrounded by people willing to help with great information and aren't going to hammer you to death to buy a bunch of garbage. So anyway, in this one, what I want you to put in, and you will win the tickets for yourself and a friend. You will win a private consultation with the fabulous Starley Murray, and on crowdfunding to get the money with Roberto Candelaria. And what you're going to do for this one, you're going to put in three dogs. It's going to be a three-dog night. Rubik's, Cody, and Cooper. Rubik's, Cody, and Cooper. Put it in the subject line and email it to me. That's Rick's dog.
No, there are dogs. So,
and
that's
my
dog. And
all
by
right.
the way, when you go to author101university.com, just author101.com, take a look right on the front page. We have this new fun reel about the event, and you will see Mr. Tom Antion playing havoc with the camera button.
Yeah. And then click on tuition, and you'll see my breakdown of the entire event for you right before you put in your coupon code.
So, yeah.
Okay, so take it away, and I'll wait for these to come in.
All right. So we're talking so three different types of publishing, your book proposal, and next up, what we're talking about writing a book, okay? And as you've heard me say jokingly, but it's true, I'm the crappiest writer. Here's how I write my books. First of all, I always use a co-author because I want someone to do it with me. And they actually, it's nice if you can get a co-author who knows how to write. That's a nice thing. But the other way to do it is do exactly what I've just told you with your book proposal. You already have half of your book done. You got your title and subtitle, and you've written down 15 chapters. And here's what you do is, and Tom, is it Dragon 2? Someone just told me it's the newest version.
Dragon Naturally Speaking?
Yes.
Yep. I don't know what version it's on, maybe 12.
Yeah, but now they call it Dragon Naturally 2 is like a newest version of it.
I don't know.
And you just download on your computer any software that will record your voice and then transcribe it, okay? But Dragon Naturally Speaking, I mean, that's the one that most people seem to like the most. And what I want you to do is chapter by chapter, just talk to yourself. That's what every day.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, really. How hard is that, you know? And just talk your chapter. And if you talk for a half hour a day, a book, here's the sweet spot. A book should be 180 to 200 pages long. For a nonfiction book, it could be a little bit longer, that's fine. It could be a little bit shorter, that's fine. But I would like it somewhere 180 to 200 pages. If you do 15 chapters, and every chapter is 10 to 15 pages long, you are there. You're more than there. And if you talk to yourself every morning for a half hour, you'll probably get about 10 pages out of that. And all you have to do is then... this dragon that's in your computer will transcribe it, and all you do is you send it to a ghostwriter. My ghostwriter is a guy named Justin Spiesman, but we also have other ghostwriters there who will take the transcription and edit it so that people actually want to read it. So they're not writing the whole book. They're taking your words and just kind of cleaning it up. But that's the easiest way to write your book, is you don't have to sit at a computer every day. Just talk it into your Dragon software in your computer and talk for a half hour to an hour a day, and you do that. You could have this book written in 15 days if you do it just every morning or just a half, you know, every day, and then, you know, we'll be ready to roll. But the key thing is having your book proposal with your 15 chapters, and then you change it around. You're going to say, this thing worked, that one didn't work, et cetera. But your book doesn't have to be perfect. And I know as a publisher, that's a silly thing to say. But the book doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be. Meaning, get off your butt and start doing it. And again, you don't have to be a great writer. You'd have to have something wonderful to give back and to say and to teach the world. And if you do that, people will want to buy it. But then it starts everything in motion with the world of marketing and publicity and your platform, because people then look at you in a different way. They look at you as an authority because you wrote the book on the subject. And later on, after you meet editors like Scott Hoffman and Bill Gladstone and other folks, or publishers, there are people that get book deals right on the spot at Author 101. I mean, in the meet and greets, because we fell in love with you so much from your enthusiasm, from your book proposal, from what you're trying to do, that we just are trying to take you off the market and grab you right off the spot. And by the way, and then you're going to mention the winners. It's all about giving back. And Morgan James, I didn't mention this, but you'll see it on our site. We give a portion of every book that we publish to Habitat for Humanity. And we build houses in Virginia where our headquarters are. And once we – actually, David, who you all meet, is the president of Habitat for Humanity, Virginia. And once we put a house, a roof over folks' heads, then we give them a library of books where we also want to fill their heads with knowledge. So we're looking for people who are into giving back. And the other thing that we do at Author 101 University is with a lady named Cynthia Kersey, we are building a village in Kenya, an Author 101 University village, where for kids that have no food and no school and no home, and we are almost there. I'm sure in October we'll finish it up at building our first village. So that's the type of people we're looking for. All right, Sir Tom, why don't we mount to the four more?
We got four more, and for those of you that haven't won anything tonight, there is another way I'm going to be announcing that you can win. So hang in there till the end, and I'll reveal that to you. But for this one, we have Ed Borowick, Stan Gould, we have JJ, and we have Kathy. Kathy is with outofaddiction.com. So we've got Ed, Stan, JJ, and Kathy. You win the tickets plus the one-on-one consultation with Starlee Murray.
Wow.
And Roberto Candelaria while you're there.
So you guys email me, rick@rickfrischman.com. If you don't get an email back from me, you know, by tomorrow, I didn't get it, send me again, say I'm a winner. I'll send you the coupon code. Please, you know, hopefully all of you can make it. You can all bring a guest for free. Hotel rooms are only $109. You can share it. This is not about making money. This is about changing lives. And you'll see, I mean, folks, by the way, you'll meet who came last October, and now they're being published this October, or even last March, and they're being published this October. Because it's about the people that you meet, and you can tell from the way I talk about them that, you know, how I care about them. And again, the folks that we publish, by the way, David Hancock, he just, you know, this challenge with the ice cube that,
For people pouring ice chests on their head.
So I'm going to have to do it. And what is that for? Do you know what?
I can't remember. It was on CNN today, but
it's for
you can't help
cause,
but do it.
Money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it in the next few days, and I'm going to post, by the way, that I'm, for all the thousands of people listening tonight, I'm formally challenging you, Sir Antion, to do the challenge. If I do it, then you're getting gold.
Let's do it at Author 101. Who's going to clean it up?
Yeah,
okay, so for the winners with Starlee and Roberto, you'll email starlee@starleemurray.com to arrange for her meeting with you, and roberto.candelaria@icloud.com. You can look his spelling up of his name on Author 101 University, roberto.candelaria@icloud.com to arrange for your meeting with him. Okay, and remember, we have a special way. I'm going to give everybody's going to have a chance to win. So hang in there and take it away, Rick, for the last segment.
Yep, it ain't over yet. So there. Okay. So let's see. What didn't we answer? I want to sure that everyone. Let's just go to the. Make sure we got everything.
All right. We've got stories of the legends. You told them about some of those. Pay for play, PR, we didn't talk about that. Designing a press release, did you cover that?
We talked about that a little bit. Maybe PR firms, I mean, I touched upon that. And years ago, I mean, our firm used to be pay-as-you-go PR, so that if we got you on a TV show, you paid. If we got you on a radio show, you paid, et cetera. But these days, it's getting very hard to find a firm that will do it like that.
You're breaking up a little bit on me.
So what that means, okay, sorry, that's because I'm using a landline. Believe it or not, my cell phone often is clearer than a landline. So it's bizarre, but it's true. So most PR firms these days charge a retainer fee and won't do on a pay-for-play where you pay as you go. And that's why I don't recommend spending $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month where you're getting guaranteed that you're just going to pay them every month. But if you can find a PR firm that will do it on a pay-as-you-go, pay-for-play basis, then, you know, check them out. The key thing, though, is this, is that they're going to probably get you a lot of low-hanging fruit, which is local radio. And what I'm teaching you and what Alex is teaching you and what you'll learn more is that you can do most of this stuff yourself. Some of the websites I gave you can help you get in print. but I taught you on this call how to do a lot of it yourself. But here, I'm going to give you another secret sauce here. You don't want to do it yourself. Here's what you do. Go to a local college, and most of you have a local university or college somewhere nearby. Call up the communications department, and they probably will have a PR department in there, or just kids studying radio and TV, and say, I want to hire a kid. This is Rick's hire Munchkin rule, okay? And what you do is say, look, I'll pay them $10 an hour, $15 an hour, and I'll give them, I'll teach them exactly what to do. they can call radio, local radio stations, local TV stations, local newspapers. And what's great for them is they can say that they're working for a best-selling author. And secondly, what do they want to do when they graduate? They want to work at a radio or TV station or a newspaper. They will be making contacts, calling radio producers and TV producers and getting paid for it. I mean, how good is that? And then if you want, you could even give them a bonus so that for every radio show that they book you, you know, you can give them $50 or something. Or a TV show, give them a little bit more. And a newspaper, give them a little more. So give them some incentive. And, you know, if a kid makes $500 getting you on a whole bunch of radio shows, I mean, that's a lot of money for a student. But they will do it just to put it on their resume and to make contact. So it's really, really cool. And
okay.
Lastly, yep.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say there's two of them I could take real quick.
Okay.
Tips and techniques generating back-of-the-room sales and product lines. The tip on back-of-the-room sales, folks, and I have a whole mentor program on this. However, if you want to boil it down, give till it hurts. Don't stand up there and say, well, if you buy my this or that, I'll tell you something. Just give. And I almost always walk out with more money than anybody else because I take care of people. So from stage, be great and take care of people, and then you'll have plenty of back-of-the-room sales. Then the back-end product line, I've always said this, your book is the most hassle, least profitable thing you'll ever do in your life. And, I mean, there's breakthrough people that sell millions of copies, but most of the people that are smart make their fortune by spin off the book leading to something else. And we're going to talk a lot about that at Author 101. But basically, the audio recordings, the coaching programs, the mentors, the retreats, all of that's where the big, big money stuff, consulting engagements and all that is, you know, you get a $30,000 consulting assignment, that's you'd have to sell a heck of a lot of books to match that kind of money. See, but one book can lead to that $30,000 thing. So the book is the starting place, and then it spins off into all this other stuff. Okay, so that's, you know, it's way, what we're going to teach you October 23rd to 26th is way bigger than a book, bigger than you could ever imagine if you come there and learn from all of us on that weekend. Okie doke. All right, so any final thoughts, Rick? And I'm going to tell them how they can still have a chance to win.
Well, the main thing is do it for the right reasons. And here's what I mean by that, is that I want you to come because you want to make a difference in the world. I want you to do it because you want to help folks. Not just because you want to make money. And final, you know, story is and people learn through stories. But in 1993, my partner begged me to hire his best friend's son, and we hired this kid who just graduated college. I'm going to do this very quickly since it's getting late. And I taught him how to do press releases and taught him a lot of stuff we talked about tonight. Fast forward, he ended up going off to do other things, and he ended up writing a book for one reason, and I call it Noble Intent, and it was to help someone, and it was to help his mentor, a friend of his that was dying, and to pay for his medical bills, and he wrote a book for that sole purpose, just to help his friend, and his friend was his mentor and professor at college, a guy named Professor Schwartz, Professor Maury Schwartz. And the kid who worked for me was Mitch Album, and he wrote the book Tuesdays with Maury just so he could help Maury. And it became a bestseller, of course. It's my favorite book. And I give it away to friends because I love it. And I had the great honor of working on that book, Tuesdays with Maury, and Five People You Meet in Heaven. And when I worked on it, I said, Mitch, do you remember working for him? He said, not only do I remember working for you, I got every press release I ever wrote for you. And his life changed. He made millions. And then he did also what we were talking about before. He has several charities and foundations to help kids, and it's all about giving back. And so, folks, I want you to come because I want you to change the world. I want you to give back. I want you to do it for noble intent. And the more you do it, not for the money, but because you want to make a difference in the world, the more you're going to be successful. And that's what Tom is about. Tom doesn't do this to make money. He's already a multimillionaire. I've seen his bank account. He does it because he loves helping people, and he loves just being, you know, working with folks. And I talk to Tom, you know, and email with him several times a week. And, you know, he is there. He's always there, which is amazing. And because of his what noble intent, that's why he's successful. He does it to help folks. And I'm sure you can tell by now that's the type of person I am. And I've been very blessed. I mean, I built a company. I sold it to the biggest PR firm. And now I just want to help folks and get them, you know, to help them get published. And teach them about marketing, publicity, and, you know, it's about giving back. So I invite you to come. Oh, and Tom,
yep.
I'm just checking the code, but if you all didn't win tonight, no worries. Well, first of all, it's only $397, you know, for two people, but we're going to give you another chance to win. And Tom, why don't you tell them what's behind the curtain, or Jay?
I am gonna tell them that, but I got one more super quick story.
Cool.
About how I'm all for helping people, no doubt. But I also know people like to know what's in it for them. I want to tell you about a judge that his life was in the shitter, basically.
Oh, I love this.
His family hated him. I mean, his friends hated him. I don't know what he was doing to him. But he was not in good shape. And he thought, one day, I got to turn this around. This is no, his kids didn't want anything to do with him. His career was sucked. And he got to do something about this. So he just had this brainstorm, I don't know where it came from, to write a thank you note to one person every day that's something in his life. And that's what he did. It turned his life around. His family loves him. His career took off. And he put them in a book called 365 Thank Yous. What's the guy's name? Remember his name?
John Kralik.
John Kralik. He's a judge now in Los Angeles County. And he did it, in that case, purely just because his life sucked and he wanted to do something about it. And so for whatever reason you want to come, if it's money, if it's to help people, if it's for your own needs, be there and your life can change for, you know, outrageous things you can't even picture at this point. Okay, so that's my little story. And one more thing, tell them about the VIP upgrades, Rick, before
I
tell them.
Oh, I love that. Okay. I was just making sure that, by the way, just put in that coupon code I told you before. Make sure it works now before I give it to everybody. Okay.
Well, I can't really at this moment. So.
No, okay. I'll do it after. All right.
Okay.
So VIP. Oh, so cool. All right. And it's only $197 for one person or $297 for two. And I know, you know, some events they charge you like $500 or $1,000 for, you know, it's a crazy thing. And what do you get for that? It's all on the site, but here's what you get. You get upfront seating, and you get to come in first before anybody else and sit wherever you want. Most people want to sit up front, which is really cool. You get a VIP special room just for you guys, and it's open like all morning long where you can have coffee and you can have snacks and stuff like that and hang out with speakers and other people, but you get your own special room, which is really cool. And then the really great part is Saturday night, we make it's a cocktail party, but it's really dinner. I mean, Tom, you've been on. We serve everybody dinner.
Food is great. And
the food's magnificent, and that's with all the VIPs and all the speakers and all the literary agents, and it's worth it just for that. I mean, so that's on Saturday night. We actually have another special thing on Sunday morning with VIPs where you get to hang out with Gary Goldstein, the producer of Pretty Woman. I mean, that's a special add-on. And you get that it's 22 hours actually of MP3 of Author 101 University from last year, which you can play in your computer or iPod or whatever, and that gets sent to you. There actually a real live MP3 just gets sent to you. So there's just, you know, tons and tons of stuff. It's only $197 for one, and then if you want to bring your guest, they come for half price, so the second person is only $100, so it's $297 for two. And it you just get a lot more personal time with me and Tom and the speakers, and it, you know, it's like business class. It's just sort of cool.
Awesome. So anyway, that's VIP upgrade. Okay. Now, for those of you that did not win, this is the way you still have a chance to win. It's called the Author 101 University Scholarship Essay Contest. So what you're going to do is in 250 words or less, not 251, not 252, 250, not 25,000, all right, save that for your book, 250 words or less, you're going to email both myself and Rick. I'm going to be at orders@antion.com, and Rick is rick@rickfrischman.com. And we will pick the most, let's see, how can I describe this? The most telling, the most poignant, the most wonderful essays, and award them the same scholarship that people won tonight with Bring a Friend and so forth. So email orders@antion.com, rick@rickfrischman.com. And there's no limit on these. If it is really great what you write, you could win. All right. So there we go. That's how we do it. So thanks, everybody, for being on the call tonight. I can't wait to meet you. Make sure you come up and meet me. I'm there before it starts, and I'm there when it's the last person to leave and the first person to get there. So.
Tom, is there a deadline? Forgive me. On the essay, which is a short
essay. Let's see.
People are going to be listening also on the replay.
The replay. Right. The replay should be out in a day or so. So for those listening on the replay, this is also a way for you to win. I'll also put this in the email when I announce the replay. But by next Wednesday, we should have everything in, let's say, Wednesday midnight Eastern time, and then we'll pick the winners by next Friday Eastern time, and let everybody know so they have time to make their arrangements to get there. So
don't play the game and submit an essay unless you know you can come October 23 to 26. I mean, same thing. So I don't want to take it away from somebody else that may be able to come. So obviously, all you guys.
Yeah, and there's no sense in writing it. I mean, if it's catharsis for you, great. But if you can't come to the thing, it's not going to win you anything. So thanks, Rick, so much. I can't wait to see you out there and see all the folks. Their lives change. I mean, literally, I would get up on the panels and I look out and I just see lives changing, and it really fires me up.
Well, thank you, and everybody. By the way, you know all of our. I mean, Tom and I are as accessible as anybody out there. We answer every email. You know, Tom's is orders@antheon.com. Mine is rick@rickfrischman.com. If for some reason, you know, you have a question about publishing, about PR, and you just need some help, feel free to send me an email. I promise I'll get back to you. For all the winners, send me an email tonight if you can. When you get off this call, I see a few folks have already sent in, and I'll send it back to you. For everybody else, you know, it's author101.com, but I am dedicated to helping you get published and helping you get publicity. And, Tom, you're one of the good guys out there, buddy. I always love doing this with you, and I appreciate you coming and teaching and just being who you are. So thank you for being you.
My pleasure. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
All right. Nighty-night.